This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
failure isn't an option. Whenever I'm asked for advice about a career in broadcasting, usually from a young aspiring broadcaster, I say, get used to failure. Make friends with rejection. Give success the arched eyebrow. Know your stuff, whatever your stuff happens to be, and keep at it. Don't stop. If you fail, trip, get ripped off and ripped up, go ahead, get angry, howl at the moon if it makes you feel better. Then get up and keep going. After all, there's only one you. But no, there are people and circumstances that will pull the rug out. Go ahead and fall. Just get up and keep moving. Oh, and don't let nothing personal fool you. It's all personal. Love what you do. Do it even if you never make a dime at it. The mantra is, do what it takes to do what you love, not the other way around. Work like a child. Be curious. Be fascinated. Walk down that road less traveled. Pick up a rock along the creek to see what's underneath. Watch an army of ants marching through blades of grass. Listen to the traffic out your window. The bird warbling on the ledge. The crack of a lightning bolt in the distance. Be ready to be mystified. Keep doing stuff. Don't let one failure or a thousand stop you. Children's author Jerry Spinelli, who created the very popular Maniac McGee series and other kids' books, shared his formula for success. I'll tell you how it works, he says, by collecting thousands of rejection slips. I wrote hundreds of poems and short novels that I sent all over the country to begin my collection of rejection slips. It was not until I wrote book number 5, some 25 years after deciding to be a writer, that it actually happened. When Spinelli speaks to a classroom of kids, he always asks, what should I do when a publisher tells me, your book sucks? Invariably, there's one timid kid who sheepishly raises her hand and says, write another one? Ah, that's what I know I found my kid, he says with a beam in his eyes. In a commencement address he gave to graduates of Gettysburg College, his alma mater, he advised, make friends with Mr. No. He then pointed over their heads, saying, he's waiting for you, licking his chops. He thinks you're scared of him. He thinks you'll fall apart the minute you see him. Won't he be surprised when you put your arm around him and say, hi, Mr. No, let's go for pizza. And after all is said and mostly done, what will it all mean? Spinelli told the graduates, success isn't being a household name throughout the land, but rather in your own household. It isn't power over others, but power over yourself. It's not the wealth in your bank, but the wealth in your heart. Your monument will not be found in public parks, but in the people you've touched. That sounds like pretty good advice. Taking a cue from Jerry Spinelli, I'd say failure isn't an option. It's the necessary prelude to success.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. Grover is the host of WLVT's Counterculture on PBS 39. He's an award-winning TV host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Find out more by visiting WLVR.org/take5. This is WLVR.